Tired of the same old hot takes and sports cliches? Want a fresh perspective on the world of sports? Then tune into the Fade Route with DNZ, the podcast that's changing the game. Every Wednesday, DNZ bring you insightful analysis.
I would argue that that group would be better set in a West Coast offense.
Hilarious banter.
See, people came here for a baseball game.
And a whole lot of fun. Coming at you from the AO Studios. Listen on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts. The Fade Route with DNZ. It's not just a podcast, it's a lifestyle.
It's the In Route, where friends of the show get a special segment with us. Want to be part of the action? Want to be the newest member of the In Crowd? Well, you know what to do. Hit us up, faderoutemail@gmail.com, or slide in our DMs on IG at Fade Route Podcast, or drop us a line on X at Fade Route DNZ, and you could be next.
Part 2 of our interview with Jess from the Waking Up with CJ and Jess show on The Wolf starts right now. If you missed part 1, don't worry about it. It's on this week's episode of The Fade Route with DNZ. Check it out. And we are here with Jess from Waking Up with CJ and Jess show on The Wolf. And, you know, you guys mentioned the Yankees. So let's jump right into it. There was a rematch of the World Series over the weekend where the Dodgers, well, they crushed the Yankees in 2 out of 3 games. So was this a preview of what will happen again in October, or is this just a bump in the long road of a baseball season?
You know what? That, what was it, 18-2?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was the same night as game 6. I was so sad the next day. So what my thing was when I was watching the game, if they started, like, really getting their asses kicked in the third quarter, I would go into bed and I would watch the score from Google on my phone. Because I was like, this is it. When I did that the last time they beat the Celtics, because I couldn't watch. I was just like a neurotic mess. But I went to bed and I was like, you know what? Let me check the Yankee score. And then I saw the Yankee score and I wanted to jump off the bridge. Like, I could not believe that. It's so embarrassing. But I did see a stat yesterday, maybe it was the day before, that the Yankees, their last play, because they played, I think, 19 games out on the West Coast. And they said out of the 19, they won 15, they lost 4. And it's their longest stretch away. That's like their furthest away from home that they're playing. So they were probably tired a little bit of this, a little bit of that. So I think it's more of a bump in the road, because I do think the Yankees are more confident this year than they were last year. Even when they had, and I don't know if it was the Juan Soto thing, maybe they weren't sure about him. And I mean, Stanton was playing too, but I don't know. Like, they're definitely more confident this year. I feel like it's more of the early 90s vibe for the Yankees. Now that they have everyone kind of together, like Bellinger out there, all these younger guys coming back, even the older guys, what's his name? He's like almost 40.
Oh, DJ LeMahieu?
What's his name? Not him, but he's getting better too, finally back. There's another guy, I can't think of his name right now. But they're like all coming together, and I think I just have a better feeling about this team this year than I did last year. So I think bump in the road, I'm not too worried about it. It's still only June. I feel good. October's still
some months
away.
They did lose Weaver, though. He's out for about 6 weeks with a hammy. So Williams is going back into the closer role. Do you trust Devin Williams at this point?
I don't know. I don't know. Maybe he's going to step up. Maybe now he knows, you know, there really is no one. Weaver's gone, I can't believe that happened. He looked so good a couple days ago. And now what, he's at 4 to 6 weeks, right? That's what they said?
4 to 6. Whoa, with a hammy, you're probably looking at probably like closer to 8 weeks.
Yeah, I saw the report and it was like, oh, he said something felt wrong in his hamstring.
September.
So wrong.
Yeah,
now he's got to do rehab.
Oh, I don't know. But I do feel confident, more confident about this team for October than last year's team.
That's saying something, considering the fact that there's no Cole. I find that interesting. But,
yeah. Honestly, like, you're just reminding me that there is no Cole.
Yeah.
Is he out all season?
All season. Tommy John.
Yeah. Tommy John, right?
The depth is...
I don't know. Maybe they're realizing, and you're right, the depth of the bullpen, but, like, maybe they're realizing, like, we've got to step it up, kind of like the Knicks did with their bench. We've got to step it up. We're coming in. We're taking over. I don't know. Maybe that's the attitude, but it just feels better. I don't know.
I mean, you can't argue with it. There's a definite youth movement there. There's, you know, they just got Chisholm back, so we'll see what happens. I mean, the pitching is the key. You know, you can't keep losing guys the caliber of Cole still be okay. Because you have Stroman and off on the IL, Heal is on the IL. Like, eventually one of these is going to break. You know, it's going to be the one that breaks the camel's back, so to speak.
Someone has to stay
Max
healthy.
Max Fried.
Like, what's going on? He's good. I don't hate him yet.
Should we give him time, D?
Those former Braves never work out really well.
Oh, interesting. Big Braves hater.
Freddie Freeman's a diamond in the rough.
So we'll get you here out here on this one, Jess. It's not easy to break into the radio industry, but you've done it. You've been on the radio for several years now and are a true success story. So what advice would you give to young women trying to break into the radio industry?
Oh, man, that is such a good question. Thank you for saying that I'm successful. I just needed, like, I've been on the morning show now for 10 years. So, it you know, it's a cool job. I'm so happy I get to do this every day. I don't think I could ever go back to, like, working at a desk. I tried to sell cars once. It went horribly wrong. So this is definitely, like, where I'm supposed to be. But if you're trying to get into the field, if you're, you know, passionate about the entertainment industry, you have to realize that a lot of it now is digital and online. You have to know how to do all the social media stuff, the videos, the recording, the sharing. You just have to have, like, a really good work ethic, because it's going to take a lot. It looks like it's just fun. I get it. Coming into a studio every morning, talking for a few hours, but behind the scenes, there's so much more going on. So you got to be able to have that drive. You got to dig in. You got to be ready to go. You got to stay up to date on every single thing that is happening in the world. And I think that's why, like, I love watching sports, because like we talked about earlier, there's a little bit of everything in there: pop culture, politics, sports, entertainment, all of it, music. So just staying on top of everything and kind of being annoying about it, because that's what I did to get on the air. I started out as an intern. I was working in the promotions department, doing events, going out everywhere, busting my ass for like no money. But I made friends with the program director and I said, listen, like, I really love music. I really want to work in this industry. Let me get a shot. And she put me on overnights, had to record it. I wasn't going in live, which was, I guess, a save, because they probably shouldn't have put me on live at that young anyways, because I probably would have cursed a lot and gotten a lot of trouble. But they put me on and I was just like, oh my God, I love this. And I was literally on for maybe like 2 or 3 weeks overnight. And then they put me in the middays and I was doing like the work day, and then CJ came in. They wanted to test and see how I did with him. We talked a little bit and that was it. The rest was history. So talking to the right people, being passionate about what you want, and just having that work ethic and grinding every day, definitely worth it if you want to get into the radio industry.
So what time do you get up in the morning?
I get up now at like 3:45. That's my first alarm. And that's the other thing, you got to get used to that. You know what?
So how would do you have coffee? Like, what's your secret? How do you stay up? How does it? What do you get? What do you do to get the blood flowing?
You know,
you got to come on, and when you're on,
you're
right?
On, right.
That six,
and if you're off, people will 100% know you're off. I've been called out before, like, are you sick? And I'm like, oh no, I just gotta, you know, get a little more prep in myself.
I've heard it myself. Like when I go to the gym like 5 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
So when I'm on my way home, it's like 6, and most, I don't know why, but usually it's like the Anna and Raven show are on or something like that. And I could tell when she's like off, like, you know, because she's quiet and he's like, you know, peppy and going. And she's like, yeah, it's going to be a good day today. Weather's this, that, you know, it's like, all right,
you know,
are struggling this morning.
Yeah. So, I mean, I wake up, I have a dog. So part of it is I have to take him out. So honestly, since I've had him almost 4 years now. Fresh air in the morning is a lifesaver. It like wakes me up. Also, he's like some sort of hound dog, and if there's a deer or a skunk outside, he goes bananas and I have to hold on to him. I have to stop him from barking. It's crazy. But I honestly don't drink coffee until I get to work.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to talk too fast. I'm already a fast talker to begin with. They tell me to slow down all the time. But it's either a coffee or one energy drink. And that's it.
Oh, okay. So you will go the energy drink.
Yeah. Right? Yeah.
And then what time do you go to bed? Like 9?
I try to. I mean, sometimes like tonight I have a book I want to read. I want to get into it. So I'm going to read a little bit before bed. So probably like 9:30, 10, I'll start falling asleep.
Woo. You're wild.
I know. And let me tell you, with the games the last couple weeks, going to bed after they start at 8 and the game ends at 10 and I'm pissed about it and I'm doom scrolling on Twitter trying to see what everyone has to say and I'm like getting myself more worked up. I couldn't go to sleep until like 11:30, 12.
Yeah, got, like, just, 3 hours at that point you're just taking a nap.
I think about that all the time. I'm like, you know what, sometimes I work better after a nap.
It's actually, I think it's better for you to just take a nap than to only get like that 5 hour, 3 hour, yeah, or 6 hour sleep. It's better to get that like 2.5, 3 hour like nap.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, all right, you had a little taste and you're all right. And then you'll hit a wall like around 11. and then you're pretty much done by then, right?
That's it, yeah. No, I just read somewhere, because I said, I was like, oh yeah, the perfect amount of sleep. You're supposed to get 7 to 8 hours of sleep. And someone's like, that's not actually correct anymore. I'm like, oh, interesting. I get corrected daily. I open my mouth. I don't know what I'm saying half the time. Start a sentence, don't know where it's going to end. A lot like Michael Scott.
Well, we know about your pre-show routine. What about your post-show routine? I know from like doing the podcast, it takes me a good hour and a half to 2 hours to like unwind from the process of doing the podcast. Oh. So like how long does it take you to come down from the high of doing the show?
So I do the morning show every day and I also do an afternoon show for our Albany market. So I record like the beginning of my show and then do the rest of it after my show. So I'm doing basically 2 shows a day. Then we also have to write for our websites. We have a news website. So we both have to do like 2 stories a day. They have to be over 250 words. So we're writing stories. We're getting content. We're getting content for our show the next day. So I'm really not done with work until like after 2. And even my whole day, I'm looking for content, looking for something to write, something to share on the show. So like, it feels like it doesn't end. But when I get out of work, I can't listen to music. I usually unwind with a podcast. I need to hear other people talking.
There it is. There you go.
You know what I'm saying? Boom. Like, listen to the paper, like, listen to whatever it is. I need other people talking. So I'm not thinking about what I'm saying. And then usually I'll go to the gym and that's when I'll bump the music. And it's not, because I work on a country station. So it's not country music. It's like heavy house music, just heavy beats, like old school 90s hip hop R&B, just to like get out of my head and just start fresh in the afternoon. And then there's usually a nap too. I can't lie.
I mean, it has to be. If you're getting up at 3:45 in the morning, yeah, you need it. You need something. Like it's something's gonna, something's going to.
And I'm only getting
I'm assuming it's easier in the warmer weather and it's a lot harder in the colder weather.
Winter sucks. Yeah. I hate it. And now, like, it's so nice when I get to work. The sun's starting to come out by the time I get to work.
Right.
And in the studio, because we have windows in our studio, so it's lit up a little bit. You got that natural light. But in the winter, it's, like, dark until 7 o'clock in the morning. It's awful.
Yeah.
Awful.
Yeah, that's for sure. But you know what? It's turning to summer. We have a lot to look forward to. And we have a lot to look forward to in the future with you, Jess. Thank you for coming on and joining us. And if you want to be the next member of the In Crowd, join us. Hit us up, faderoutemail@gmail.com. Slide in our DMs on IG @FaderoutPodcast or drop us a line on X @FaderoutDNZ. And you could be the newest member of the In Route. Jess from the Waking Up with CJ and Jess show on The Wolf, where can people find you? What are your socials? What do you got going on? Plug away.
You can find me on Instagram @MissJBO, MissJBO. That's where I'm mainly at. You can find me on TikTok, too. I'm over there as well. And on X, Instagram, Twitter, whatever you want to call it, MissJBO there as well. I'm all over. And I'm tweeting. I'm posting Instagram stories, acting a fool.
Does the show specifically have a page? Or?
Oh, yeah. You can follow us at HV Country. That's us on Instagram.
There you go. HV Country. JBO. Make it happen. Follow. Yeah. Like and subscribe, everybody. Thanks for coming on, Jess. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me. If you guys ever need me back again, I am willing and able for sure.
Nice.
Thanks for listening to this episode of our podcast. If you liked what you heard and you want to hear more, be sure to like and subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. Leave us a review, rate us 5 stars, turn on subscription notifications, and share on social media. Tell your friends and spread the word.